Jimmy, we take a look at the event that you all just held. Happy with the crowd?
Yes. Before we got here, there were 200 pre-registered, and from what I understood, a lot of people registered as they walked in, so excellent crowd.
Now, this gave you all a chance to do what, then, in your mind?
Well, Dollar Cotton brings people out. Of course, I did say that I just want everybody to know the Georgia Cotton Commission is responsible for Dollar Cotton. Ha ha. But it gave us an opportunity, and this is our fourth annual meeting, and looks to me like this thing's just getting better and better, snowball effect. More people are learning about it. We have always brought good speakers. We had John McGuire, VP, National Cotton Council, Washington Operations. Basically, you're a lobbyist if you're a cotton grower. He's the one responsible for watching all legislation, educating legislators, and he's got a tremendous job now with all these new legislators that have been elected, of what our interests are and keeping those things in their sight so that any votes are going to affect cotton will be voted on like we want to. Also had Alan Tahar from Cotton Council International. 8 out of 10 bales grown now in the state of Georgia are exported. Cotton Council International is basically the foreign marketing arm of the National Cotton Council. Their job is to keep USA cotton in front of foreigners so that they always want to buy USA cotton. They know our cotton is much cleaner. As far as contamination, U.S. cotton doesn't have contamination. I've heard horror stories about opening a bale from a foreign country in the United States from mill people I know and all the contamination in it. Of course, we had Alan McLaurin, who is the president right now of Southern Cotton Growers. And if you're a cotton grower in the state of Georgia, you're a member of Southern Cotton Growers and the National Cotton Council, because the dues you pay, you're a member. And he just brought everybody up to speed on what Southern does for our region. You know, we have a lobbyist, and we take our issues as far as a Southern Cotton Growers Organization to Washington, to John, so that, you know, here's what we want.
Well, and then, of course, you sponsored the luncheon and a couple of good speakers at the luncheon, too.
Yeah, it was a great opportunity to get Gary Black down here, our new Commissioner of Ag, in front of the cotton growers. And Zippy Duval came, president of Farm Bureau, and we've never had Farm Bureau president come talk. Two excellent speakers.